Chinese pilot.
Can we do the cool shake that they do in Predator? Where it's like manly and the muscles bulge?
I don't even know what that is.
Nah, me either, but let's try anyway. Ow.
Nailed it.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Can We Add Arnie, the only podcast that if you wrote us on a whiteboard with whiteboard marker and rubbed us away, would still kind of vaguely be there until you at least gave it a really, really hard wipe.
Yeah.
Not many podcasts can...
And you can still see like the faint outline.
It's very faint. It's there. Like, I mean, and you look at the marker, you go, did it say whiteboard marker? It did.
And then you'd sniff the marker.
You'd sniff the marker.
Because it smells kind of nice.
It does. But you go, it's not coming off on the first wipe. That's mainly a credit to your old whiteboard. But we will always be there in one way or another. This is Corey Sutton.
And this... is Alan Oldworth.
And we want to welcome you to Can We Add Arnie. Today, we are doing Jaws the Revenge. I know what you're thinking. Jaws the Revenge, where does that fit into the Jaws universe? It's not one. It's not two.
It's not three.
It's four, baby. And now I know what you're thinking. Wait a second. Did Can We Add Arnie already do one, two, and three?
No, stupid idiot.
No, we didn't.
Sorry, am I not meant to call the listeners stupid idiots?
Don't call them stupid idiots. Because there could be just one singular listener. It's stupid idiot.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
We're only doing this one because we thought it would be funny. So we both watched Jaws, The Revenge, not Jaws 4, Jaws, The Revenge. And my God, it was shit.
One of the most awful films I've ever seen.
Rotten Tomatoes has it at 2% critic score, 15% audience score, and even that is being too generous.
15% is way too generous.
Yeah.
I have a real issue with this film. Only two people were killed by a shark.
Only two?
Yeah.
Because one person that you think is going to die doesn't end up dying.
Yeah, a real shifty little pull that they did on us there.
And I have an issue with this movie because there's this lady in it who's the mum who, you know, we believe she is absolutely crazy. And then she's not crazy. And it's like, wait a second. She's not crazy at all.
Yeah.
She was spot on. The shark is hunting her from where they randomly start in the movie to Barbados.
She is the only throwback as well to the original Jaws.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. So she actually did star in Jaws, the first one.
Yep.
As Brody's wife.
Okay. Is that why we have the random bit at the end where she just has this moment of like,
flashback,
it's the first
footage.
Movie flashback. It comes back and then she's like, I'm going to do the same thing. But then she doesn't do it well and then it all happens.
Yeah. It's a complex quadrilogy of films.
Yeah. It's funny because like the first Jaws movie is perfect. It's just so good. Obviously, they didn't have this mechanical shark that worked perfectly, so they decided to like not have the shark in as much footage as they originally intended,
yeah,
which was great. It had that suspense to it. This one, you see too much of the fake shark. It barely moves. It looks horrible. At one point, it's biting someone, and its mouth doesn't even move. It's just kind of pushing them along.
There was another point in the film where its fin was actually broken. Like, I noticed, and I was like, oh, prop department
actually,
didn't pick that
I
up.
Did look at one point. It was swimming away, and they got the back of the fin, and you could see where they'd done the stitching to kind of keep the material on.
Yeah, it was not great at all.
It does star Michael Caine, but...
Now, it's funny. There's a couple of interesting facts about Michael Caine with this film.
Hit me.
One of them you hit me with.
Yes. He actually missed his Oscar for Hannah and Her Sisters due to filming. He was like, I'm not going to get my Oscar. I'm too busy making a movie.
Now, he has come out and said this was the worst film he's ever made.
Yes.
But he doesn't regret it.
Which is interesting.
Because it paid for a new house.
That's fair.
And he said he got a 3-week holiday in Barbados.
Jeez, you can't be angry about that, can you?
And you know what? Game respect game.
Sometimes you just got to accept that you're making a bad movie to get a holiday and a house.
Yeah, I would honestly, if I was in the same position, I would do it time and again.
Yeah, 100%. Before we go any further with the synopsis, we should probably draw a character, right? These are the suggestions that you've given us, and we put them all into a bowl, and then we draw one that will be randomly added to this podcast at some random point.
All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
My hand's in the jar.
Here we go.
And I'm pulling out a character, and it is
Michael Caine in Jaws 4. Oh, wait, no.
That's a real thing.
Yeah.
Shane Warne talking about being mates with Ed Sheeran.
Okay. Wow. Rest in peace, Shane Warne. I will say that right from the start.
Australian cricketer.
Yeah, but he was really good friends with Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran came over for his funeral, his memorial.
Yeah,
and
he did.
Like, yeah.
Sung at it, didn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, or something
I know,
like
I know, because I know Shane Warne was also really good friends with the lead singer of Coldplay.
Chris Martin.
And I was just like, okay.
It's because obviously the Australian cricket team played in England a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if you're English, you love cricket as well.
That's the rule.
And so that's how he would have become a household name in England.
Yeah, and then like Shane Warne punching darts, hanging out with Ed Sheeran at some random point.
Just a couple of blokes, just a couple of boys having a good time.
Yeah, okay. So what was it again? Shane Warne?
Shane Warne talking about being mates with Ed Sheeran.
Well, I look forward to that randomly, seamlessly getting into Jaws the Revenge. Look, Arnie can go into every single scene and save it, because this movie is utter horseshit.
Yeah. Let me go through this synopsis
please,
for you.
Please, please.
From 1987, Jaws the Revenge is the fourth installment in the Jaws series. The story follows Ellen Brody, who believes a vengeful shark is targeting her family. She travels to the Bahamas. Oh, it's not Barbados.
No, I thought it was Barbados.
Wow, I feel like a bad boy.
Oh, well.
To find peace, but is pursued by the shark.
Which is crazy, because she is presented as nuts, because at the start of the movie, her son dies. And then she's like, get out of the wilder, and like never go anywhere near it. And then all of a sudden, like, she's not crazy. The shark literally is stalking them all the way to the Bahamas.
It is. I was sending you messages whilst I was watching it.
A lot of swear words.
And I was like, the first shark in Jaws 1 got blown up and died.
Yeah.
So why does this shark have any issue with the Brody family, unless this shark in Jaws the Revenge was like the son of the shark in the first film?
Yeah.
And maybe the shark in the first film passed down some information.
Said, hey, look, there's this family, give me a bit of grief. If by some chance
I get blown up
as I'm trying to kill these people, avenge me.
Yeah.
And I just want to make sure, Dad, that we hate this particular human family who I could totally see all the time, at all times, no matter where they are on the land. I guess I can smell them somehow with my super senses.
Son, I've taught you well.
Okay, that's a thing. And we're going to go across massive kilometers of water to find people.
You're quickly, too.
And quickly, very quickly.
Faster than air travel.
Yeah, probably. Okay, well, off you go to end Jaws 1.
See you, son.
See ya. Oh, by the way, I'm probably not going to get to this until the fourth movie. All right, bye. I mean, I don't know how 2 and 3 went. I have no idea, but wow. Okay, where do we add Arnie? Where would you like to start?
It's a pretty complex film.
That's a word that has not appeared in this film.
I think that Jaws movies traditionally, or any monster movie or animal attacks kind of thing, there's always the opening scene of someone dying.
So let's do it. Nyan.
Wait, hold on. Are you a shark as Arnie? Or
yeah, I'm Arnie. I'm a shark.
Oh, you're the shark.
I'm the shark. I'm coming to get you, random guy. One second.
Well, it's another day on the boat. Just doing my thing. Something sounds a little bit. Let me just peer off the edge. Whoa!
Yeah, bitch, your arm. That's for killing. That's for your dad killing my dad, you son of a bitch.
Who are you?
I'm a big shark. I bit your arm off. Yeah. Then you could perfectly hide it under your raincoat, but I'm going to go back into the water, but you'll never see me.
No, no. Come back. He's back. I'm going to let you kill me.
Okay, I'm doing it anyway. I don't need your permission, guard.
I just want to know why you're targeting me.
Oh, that's easy. Because your dad killed my dad, and this is revenge, and I'm going to kill the whole family.
Your dad was the shark?
Yeah, yeah.
From all those years ago?
The big one. Yeah, that was my daddy.
The monster shark.
Yeah, yeah.
No way.
I know, crazy.
What was he like?
Oh, he was so good when he wasn't blown up to a million pieces. He was such a good shark dad. We would often swim together, hunt random
Did
people.
Did you go like shark bus? Shark bait? Sorry, it's the blood
it's
loss.
It's the blood loss, I get it.
Yeah. Did you do shark baseball together?
Of course. Yeah, we'd play catch the seal, catch the baby humans. Oh, we loved it. We had such good times.
Where is your mom?
Oh, mom's not in the picture much. That's just kind of how sharks are, I think. But yeah, I miss him dearly, so I'm going to avenge him. Hence the name of the movie, Jaws the Revenge.
Okay, well, I mean, obviously you've bitten my arm and I'm in your mouth.
It was tasty.
It was? What does human flesh taste like?
It's not as bad as you think. It's kind of similar to like pork and chicken.
So you've eaten pork?
Oh, yeah. It's delicious. Yeah.
Where did you get pork?
Oh, it's around Shanghai. Yeah.
You've been to Shanghai?
Oh, I'm a big shark. I go anywhere I want. Yeah.
Well, What were you doing in Shanghai?
Oh, just hanging out with the tourists. It was good.
You got any other like mates, like shark mates?
Yeah, no, not too many. Don't really talk to too many people. No. I hang around Australia a bit.
Yeah? What do you do there?
Well, I used to hang out with my mate Shane Warne. I'd see him on the coast, say, hey, how you doing? He'd always want to talk to me about some guy called Ed Sheeran.
I'm really curious. How would that go? What kind of conversation would it sound like?
We can go back there now and I'll show you. I mean, are you delirious not from the blood loss?
I'm pretty delirious.
Here comes the dream sequence. Hey, Shane, it's me, the shark.
Oh, g'day, mate.
Yeah, how you going? Getting a tan?
Oh, I'm just sitting here on this beach. Yeah,
you look so tasty, but I'm not going to eat you. I'm not going to eat you because you're friends with everyone, Shane.
Mate, have I told you about the friends I have in this world?
Yeah, tell me more about them. I love to hear it.
So, let me tell you this. As a cricketing superstar...
Yeah, you're so good.
I've been around the world.
Yeah.
I used to go to England. You ever been to England?
Mate, I swim through the channels. I do what I'd want all the time. I'm a big shark.
Oh, so you've probably heard of this young bloke.
Yeah, give me your name.
His name's Ed Sheeran.
Oh, wow. No, I haven't really heard too much about him. Who is he?
Well, I'm surprised. He is a singer-songwriter.
Okay.
He's straight out of the UK.
Yeah, totally. I look him up. Yeah.
And he's a... You got the shark internet?
Well, no. I just kind of hang around bolts with their Spotify and just kind of suggest things, you know?
What do you like to suggest?
Well, I'll kind of like be beside the bolt and I'll go, wow. That's a big shark. And I go, really, Ed Sheeran? And then they're like, did he say Ed Sheeran? And I'm like, yeah, he did. And like, play it. You know, we got plenty of room here. Maybe throw in my suggestion once in a while.
Hey, do you know Seabiscuit?
Oh, do I? Well,
oh, wait, that's a horse.
Yeah. But I know it. I ate it.
Oh, you ate?
Yeah. Oh, it was delicious.
You ate Seabiscuit?
Yeah, wait, are you talking about the thing towed behind the boat or the horse that did very well in races?
I'm talking about the horse that did really well in races.
Oh, no, I ate the boat biscuit thing. Yeah, no. Yeah, common misconception.
Wait, hold on. Mate, what's your name?
Mate, people call me Jaws 4. The fourth.
That's a really, really strong... Is that a family name?
Yeah, family name. Yeah. My dad was a Jaws, and then he had a son that was Jaws, and there's another... It's a whole thing.
Anyway, I was saying, the spin that Hollywood put on...
Yeah.
How accurate is Finding Nemo?
Oh, no, that's complete malarkey. Clownfishes are absolute jerks.
Hey, do you ever say masharky instead of malarkey?
That's a good one, Shane. So as you can tell, I'm good friends with Shane Warne.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, wow. You're bleeding a lot there.
I really am. I think, you know, if you could do me a favor and just like bite down
and kill you
on my esophagus.
The problem is, as big shark, I don't actually have a biting function, as you can see in most scenes in this film.
Yeah.
I kind of just kind of put my teeth against you and kind of rub back and forth until you die.
Okay. Well,
and even then, most of my prey get away.
That's a little bit more painful.
Yeah, absolutely.
If anything, could you maybe take me under the water?
Yeah, okay.
And just like drown me.
Yeah, okay.
Like drowning would be great.
Yeah, can you, before you do that, do you want to ring your mom or something and maybe get her out here or something?
Oh, like she could watch me die?
Yeah, that'd be so good. And then I could kill her too.
I mean, I got
and
one of these.
And your brother, is he still a marine biologist?
He is, yeah.
Yeah, I would love to see him too.
I mean, I don't really want to give them away.
Because of me killing them, I suppose.
I'd rather it just be me that die.
All right, cut me out. That's perfect. Jaws as Arnie. That's already a better movie.
It writes itself. That would have at least got 16% on Rotten Tomatoes.
There's a scene like, and as you said, only two people get killed by the shark in this movie, and that was one of them. That's right at the start. The next one, and I want to go almost to that scene. Mm. There's a bunch of people busy in the ocean as always. Beautiful Bahamas. They're on a banana boat. So it's like this kind of big banana-shaped boat thing. And they're on this. And then the shark comes up and attacks this random lady for no reason.
Like four young children on the banana boat and one kind of like good-looking probably mum.
Yeah. And she's on there with him. And then the shark randomly attacks her.
Yep.
She's not related to the Brody family. I don't know where that came into it, but I would love to see, before we get there, a scenario where Arnie's included. Maybe, just maybe, the man that is selling the banana boat to the family.
Hello, so you're looking for something that, like a water activity kind of inflatable?
Yeah, look, my wife's about to head out there with the kids, so I need something that's going to be a bit of fun, you know, getting out there on the big water, you know, here in the Bahamas, maybe catching up with the guy that flies the plane at some point.
Oh, you're talking about Hoagie?
Yeah, he's got a bit of
Hoagie.
He's selling a bit of stuff, so I'll
he's
catch up with him
a
bit later.
Of mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll introduce you later to Hoagie.
Look, the family needs to get out there on the water, but I'm just going to sit back and sing a few beers. Just wondering what you got for me, mate.
Okay, so... let's have a look at my inventory.
Here's what I need, right? I need safety.
Yeah.
I need fun.
Uh-huh.
And ideally, I want it yellow. Go, hit me.
What about the donut?
A donut, mate. Yeah. Look, I got this. So there's going to be four kids and my missus, who's pretty hot.
Could I meet your missus?
Not yet.
All right, we'll see how the deal goes. What else you got?
Okay, so second option, 4 donuts.
Okay, yeah, so I see what you did there. You're going to take the one option and just turn it into 4 options.
No, it's a package deal.
Oh, they stuck together?
I mean, we can stick them together.
No, look, mate, I did say safety, mate. Like, I mean, there hasn't been a shark here in forever, right?
As far as I'm aware, I've only been here, like, say, 2 months.
Yeah.
But I've yet to see a shark here. And prior to that, when I lived in Austria, which was landlocked, I never saw a shark in the wild.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? Like, they're probably not even a real thing. Probably a myth, like a unicorn.
Okay, so yeah. I've been saving this for someone special to come along.
Yeah.
We've got all the money.
Yeah, one second. Hey, kids.
Yes, Dad?
Can you guys stop playing with all that chum and putting it all over your body with all that pig fat, please?
Oh, Dad, it really feels good.
Yeah, I know.
Look at this. I'm like a zombie.
Yeah. Oh, kids, that's pretty funny.
Hey, Dad. Yeah? Look at this. It looks like I've been shot in the chest.
Yeah, there's a lot of fake. Well, that's real blood, real fish guts and stuff all over you. All right, kids, keep playing around. I'll talk about it at the sales. Hey, honey.
Yes, honey. Yeah,
geez, you're smoking hot, honey. Hey.
There's no Austrians in there, is there?
No. Now, honey.
Sorry, did I hear you say Austrian?
No, shut up. All right, mate. Honey, can I get you just to get the chum off the kids? Because I just worry them getting the water and who knows what it'll attract.
No worries, bud. I'll take care of it.
Yeah, geez. Beautiful, beautiful body. Terrible voice. All right, now, mate, we're talking about selling me something. What do we got? I don't want the 4 donuts.
Okay, so what we've got here is a giant inflatable banana.
Oh.
I call it the banana boat.
Yeah, mate, that's pretty sick.
Now, you have my guarantee as well.
What's the guarantee?
That this is impenetrable.
Yeah, awesome.
It's inflatable.
Yeah.
But nothing is getting through this.
Cool. It's like shark-proof.
Yeah, in a way, it is like shark-proof.
Yeah, all right.
So watch this. I've got this giant spike.
Yeah.
Watch as I just gently touch.
It's barely even putting a hole in it. It's a slight hiss at the most.
Yeah, and you say, and now what would that hiss?
Yeah.
I just put a little bit of sticky tape up.
Yeah. Oh, it's solved.
And so it's not even a problem. What?
Hey, Hoagie! I knew you'd come by in a second, mate. Hoagie, get over here, mate, you rascal.
Hello there, mate.
Yeah.
The name's Hoagie.
Yeah, I'm just buying a bloody banana boat for the fam. They're going to get it out of there in the water once they... Hey, honey, can you get the chum off the kids, please?
I'm trying to get the chum off.
A lovely wife there.
Yeah, we do, mate.
Now, are you talking to my Austrian friend?
Yeah. Just trying to buy ourselves a... What is this banana boat you just say, mate?
Yes, I'm trying to sell a banana boat.
Yeah, mate, what do you think, Hoagie? You think it's a good deal?
I think... You should get this banana boat.
Yeah.
Because the kids are guaranteed to have a good time.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, mate. And I'll tell you what, we send them out in the water, then you and I catch up and have a bit of a good time. You know what I'm saying?
I got just the thing for you.
Yeah.
We'll go get a couple of handkerchiefs.
Yeah.
And we'll sort that sniffle right out.
Sounds like a bloody plan, mate. Book it in.
Absolutely. So we've got ourselves a deal.
Absolutely, mate. Sharp proof, banana shaped, all the kids lined up on one side. Bloody perfect, mate. Make it a deal.
Let's shake on it.
Absolutely. Can we do the cool shake that they do in Predator? Where it's like manly and the muscles bulge.
I don't even know what that is.
Nah, me either, but let's try anyway. Ow.
Nailed it.
And then they're all lined up and the shark comes up and attacks the wife covered in chum.
Poor woman.
Now, there is a scene, one more scene left to what is a horrible movie that we do definitely need to insert Arnie in, and that is being the main character, which is Michael Brody. He's Ellen's son. He's the marine biologist. He's already had a confrontation with the Jaws shark. He's avoided it. He managed to survive because this shark isn't that good, real talk.
Oh, it was a weird scene. They're underwater.
Like in a shipwreck. And he's
found a shipwreck. The shark entered the shipwreck.
Yeah, so it's like, hello, I'm in the shipwreck. What's going on, guys? Then he uses his scuba diver equipment with the air tank to shoot up and get up through the oxygen.
When that happened, I was like, doesn't the bends kind of like...
I thought that too. I'm like, he's taking the mask off. He's really deep. He's going to shoot right up.
Yeah.
Like, this guy's going to have a very, very severe headache at the very least.
Yeah, nosebleed.
Black eyes.
Death.
Nah, but he was fine. Yeah. He was fine, ready in time to chat to his psycho, crazy mum, who's just like, this shark is chasing me! It's gonna kill the whole family! And you're like, mum, you are crazy.
I'm just drinking a glass of water, mum.
Yeah, but this shark could be in the water! This shark! And it's like, at first you're like, she is crazy. But then you're like, well, she's not. The shark is literally chasing the family across the ocean.
It just ate someone on a banana.
Exactly, to try and get to her. So then when that banana scene happens and the kids are okay, but the woman, she ain't so good.
She goes crazy.
She goes crazy, hijacks a boat, and just takes that to the middle of the ocean to do what we don't know.
There was 2 thoughts in my mind when that scene was happening. Was she going out there to be like this sacrifice?
Yeah, she's like, the shark obviously wants to kill people. I'm going to let them take me out instead. I'm going out to the middle of the ocean. Or was she like, I'm going to do what my husband did, and I'm going to take this shark out myself on my terms.
Like a badass.
Like a badass. Instead, because of the whole movie setting her up to be a crazy lady, we think the first thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So she's out there. The son finds out. He's like, what the hell are you doing, Mum? Then he hits up Michael Caine, and instantly they get in the plane to try and track her down and save the day.
And that's where we come in?
That's where Arnie is coming in as Michael Brody.
All right, well, now we're flying at 15,000 feet.
Okay, we're looking for my mom. She's gone crazy. The
we're
shark
just going to look
here.
For your mom. She'll be out here somewhere.
What's this doing? There's a lady on that boat. Maybe that's my mom.
Are you comfortable in the back there, Jake?
Yeah. It's very, very tight back here, man.
Jake, I'm a little bit confused. I thought you were from the Bahamas.
Not doing that accent, actually. I kind of lose it when we get to this altitude. So, you know, I'm not going to lose it. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, your accent, it sounds completely like a normal kind of voice compared to the way you would normally sound.
I didn't know that accents when you get up this high in an altitude, they go away.
No, they totally do. They totally do.
And so what about yours, Michael? Your accent's still very thick.
It's very thick. I don't know what he's talking about. I think he's full of it, to be honest with you. He should probably just do the accent, maybe. No, not doing it.
I'm just wondering, you're probably trying to avoid getting cancelled.
Yeah. Is that what you're trying to do back there? Yeah.
Well, you know what? I think I might not even ask you any more questions, Jake.
Thank you. Rather, you didn't acknowledge that I was even here. Okay. All right. So we're trying to find my mom. She's gone crazy. Thank you so much for letting us in your plane. What's this button do?
Do not press that button.
I was just curious, asking a question. So what's the plan? We're going to go out there, follow my crazy mom, who's, I guess she thinks she's leading the shark.
I need to have a confession with you, Michael.
Oh, yeah, of course.
As we're flying along, I have feelings for your mother.
You what?
I went out with her the other night.
I saw you too. It looked like you guys were getting very romantic.
We had a lovely night.
You know, she was married to a beautiful man who sacrificed himself for us.
And that man's now dead.
That is also correct. And you, just like my brother.
You need to wrap your head around the fact that your mother can move on.
It's pretty soon. But to be honest, that was only like 3 movies ago. So let's get back to this. You want to bang my mom?
No, I never said I wanted to bang your mom.
Oh, was she not good enough for you?
Well, now hold on. She is.
Okay.
I'm a good man.
Well, you are a drug smuggler.
Now, who said?
It's alluded to quite a few times. As you're constantly doing laundry runs, as you claim.
Okay, let me lay out a scenario for you.
A lot of whites in powder for this laundry, if you ask me.
Okay, you tell me.
Yeah.
I'm out here, living in Bahamas,
yeah.
Have a plane,
yeah.
Lost all my money on the casino table.
You did say that, yes.
What else am I supposed to do to make money?
Well, I thought prostitution could be an option. You're a very good-looking man.
At this age, I just don't go that well at the sack anymore.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good for my mom. I'm okay with that then. Anything
else? There's no problem then.
Well, yeah, you can just have like this weird kind of mutual friendship with my mom.
I mean, it would be a little bit more than a friendship.
Well, not too much because obviously you can't get it up.
No, I never said I had any issues with getting it up.
Oh, it's keeping it up.
It's actually more of like an issue if it just stays up.
Oh, yeah, no, I totally get it. Just take a bump back in there.
Well, hold on, look down there. Is that your boat, the Hopeless Nautilus, or whatever you called it?
Yeah, that's my boat. All right, no, I need you to take the plane down. Do we have a plan? Are we going to just slowly drop me off, or how do you want to do this? I mean, this is your plane, after all.
Now, I got
my goodness, the shark is chasing my mama.
Okay, so I need you to keep a cool head.
Okay. I'm trying to be cool now.
That's not.
I'm so sorry. I'm having a hard time breathing.
If you keep doing that, you're going to pass out. Okay. Jake, I'm going to need you to give him a little bit of mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
I'm not doing that. He's breathing.
I'm going to put it in autopilot.
I did the thing where they pull out a mirror, like in the movies, and he breathed on it. Right. And so now I've got a little bit of breath on my mirror.
They taught me this when I was doing some drug running for the cartel.
Well, I knew that's what he said. I knew that you were doing that.
Let me wake him up. This is just one of them. You just grab their face like this in your hand, and you go.
Hey, do we save the day? Is my mama safe from the shark yet?
No, we're still in the air.
Oh, no.
We were just talking about how you need to remain calm.
Okay.
And so here's how we're going to do this. I've got a couple of parachutes at the back.
Okay, yep.
And we're just going to open this door.
Yeah.
And you're just going to parachute out. So I'll just do a bit of a dry run with you.
Yeah. Hey, where's my parachute?
We'll get to that later.
Okay.
So what we'll do is I'll open this door here like this.
Whoa, and then...
Did the parachutes just get sucked out?
I think that was the parachutes, man. What is your plan now?
Okay, we'll just remain calm.
Yeah, I know. No, I'm totally calm. This is totally good. Totally normal.
Okay.
Hey!
If we need to save him up, we're probably going to have to land on the water.
Okay.
This is not a water plane.
No, I can tell that from the lack of water.
So,
this is going to have to be a tax write-off.
Okay.
If anybody asks, this was a malfunction.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when we talked to insurance,
yeah, yeah,
Jake here was driving.
What? Why am I driving?
Because I don't have a pilot's license.
Oh, yeah, that's Jake. You should probably be the one driving then. He's right. I don't have a pilot's license or I'd be flying the plane myself.
No, so what we'll do when we get back on land.
Hey, look, it's just for insurance, man. Grow up. I'm trying to save my mom from a shark. You're being a real Debbie Downer.
So what you do is when we land.
It sucks.
We'll go back on shore. We'll sign you up for a pilot's license.
Yeah.
And away we go.
Okay, cool.
Insurance. Right.
Can we crash the plane now, please? Okay. We need to save my mom. Ah, cool. Now we're in the water with the shark. What a perfect plan. You've really nailed it.
Alan, are you okay?
I'm crazy! What's happening with the shark? It's crazy! I ran this boat out of nowhere. I'm crazy!
Alan, there's a bit of a current theme going on here. I need you to calm down.
I'm crazy!
You're never going to calm her down. You don't calm her down by telling her to calm down. It's never going to work that way. Yeah, man.
Michael,
obviously.
Jake. Michael and Jake. Alan, if you just calm down for a second.
Don't tell me to calm down! Everything I said was right. I said the shark was chasing me and my family, and guess what happened? The shark chased me and my family.
She's right. Okay. I'm just saying,
Michael, you're not helping the situation.
No, I'm sorry. Should we paddle onto the boat now or just stay in the plane with the sharks probably lurking about?
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Count of three, we'll jump in the water, we'll all swim to the boat, Ellen will pull us up, we'll be fine.
Perfect. All right.
One, two, three.
Hey, I'm the only one that jumped. Jake.
I need you to calm down.
My God. You can't tell a man to calm down when he's in the jaws of his jaws shark and he's being drowned underwater. He's dead now. Why didn't you jump?
Well, I thought I was kind of following your lead.
Well, I was going to jump if you jumped.
You know what? I got a better idea. Ellen!
Oh, my God.
Ellen, no. I need you to calm down.
She's crazy.
If we just get the boat a little bit closer,
then we can
just get up. I don't know why we didn't think about it in the first place.
We should have thought about, Jake was a pretty good guy, by the way.
He was.
Mayor.
I mean, he'll take the fall for this plane crash.
Well, he's not going to be able to back it up now that he's dead.
Yeah, but we'll plant a license on him.
Hey, okay. You've thought of everything. Okay, cool. Well, let's get on the boat.
All right. Honey, it's me.
Yeah. She's driving me mad.
I can't stress this enough, Ellie.
Okay.
What are we going to do about this shark?
I was thinking I was going to crash the boat into its face.
That's actually a pretty good idea.
Okay.
My dad did a similar thing with explosives.
Did he now?
Well, kind of, yeah.
What do you mean, kind of?
Well, I don't remember. It was kind of a flashback, and I don't really remember much of the first movie, but I did love my dad.
So?
He's my hero.
Hey, just letting you guys know that I'm kind of still alive.
Jake!
I'm just like, yeah.
Is that you, Jake?
Wait, no, he's getting me back.
Okay, we really need to wrap this up.
Yeah.
And I'm all out of ideas.
Ah, Mom, for God's sakes!
Okay, here's the deal.
You're killing me.
I don't think I want to be with your mum any longer.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you. She's nuts.
She's crazy.
But she's also very correct.
I mean, she is correct. The shark did
stalk her right across the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
Hey, I'm the shark. Hey, guys, I'm starting to think you don't want me around here anymore.
Okay, so we're in a really good situation here now.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the shark actually wants to talk to us.
Yeah, should we talk to the shark?
I think we should.
Maybe I step out because it might get confusing if I'm talking to the shark.
Michael, I
hear a hint of the same accent.
I think it's very subtle. Let me de-escalate this situation.
Shark.
Mr. Jaws.
That's Jaws 4 to you.
Sorry. Mr. Jaws 4.
Yeah, yeah.
My name.
Are you from London?
In a way.
Do you know Ed Sheeran? My friend used to know him.
Who's your friend?
Shane Warne.
You've met Shane Warne?
Yeah, he was a good friend of mine in Australia.
He's an exceptional cricketer.
Yeah, he was. I'm now going to avenge him. Well, I got a lot of revenge. Let me just go through my list. Killed all the Brodie family.
Okay, so we'll circle back to that one.
We'll come back to that. I'll avenge Shane Warne.
Okay, so you... Yep.
Kill the people that cancelled the OC.
You like the OC?
I love the OC. It was so good.
California, here we come. Right back where we started from. California.
Yeah, great show. They cancelled that one on me.
Terrific show.
I also want to kill the people that got rid of the double at KFC.
Because you've eaten chicken, have you?
Yeah, it was very good.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So, well, I think...
Yeah, yeah. But the Brody is the main thing on the list right now, which is what I'm trying to do right now. No, I could take care of that right now.
Okay, so how about
yeah, yeah.
we just strike a deal.
Yeah.
You take the hysterical woman.
Yeah, yeah.
And you leave the son alone.
That's probably good for everyone.
And then.
Yeah, yeah.
I help you track down the colonel. I know the colonel from
You
KFC.
Know the colonel.
I know the colonel.
That'd be great. Yeah, absolutely.
We could track him down.
What about the creators of the OC?
Now, I'm actually.
It's not their fault, but I'd like to get them on maybe like a Netflix deal.
Well, maybe we can track down the studio executives.
Yeah, good idea. You're a smart man. Yeah, yes.
And then I think, finally, then what we could do
yeah, yeah.
is we could then insert this dynamite into your mouth.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
And then I just say one really good catchphrase.
What's the phrase you're going to say? Wait, is this to blow me up?
It'd probably go something along like this.
Okay.
You're only supposed to blow the bloody jaws off. And just like that, I blew up the shark.
Oh.
And saved the day.
Oh.
Ellen, honey, sweetie pie.
You did it. You saved the day.
My angel.
Oh, my God.
Come here.
Yeah, yeah.
Michael.
Wow.
You're going to be my son.
I'm okay with this, Dad. Come here. Give me a big hug. Oh, no, that's my forehead. Fantastic stuff. And my mom, are you still crazy?
No, I'm not as crazy now. I'm not as crazy. Wow, it all worked itself out.
And is Jake still out there somewhere?
Yeah, actually, I'm just over here. Yeah. Turns out when a shark kind of just rubs his gums against you, it doesn't really kill you that bad. So,
Jake, that is terrific news to hear.
Yeah, thanks, man. Help me up. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Would you like to be the best man at my wedding?
Oh, absolutely. What an honor. Absolute honor. Also, I was just overhearing the chat. So where the OC coming back? Are we not going to... Is this just mainly talk, I suppose, right?
You actually wanted the OC to come back?
Well, if we could...
I was lying about knowing Hollywood execs.
Oh, wow, okay.
I'm a cocaine dealer for the cartel living in the Bahamas. What are you thinking?
I knew it. You son of a bitch. I kill you. And that is a much better movie than the movie that we witnessed called Jaws the Revenge. And I think it makes a lot more sense.
It was so much more sense making in that.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you would like to contribute, there are many ways to do just that, Corey.
You can write us a glorious review.
Yes, please.
On Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
You can leave us a 5-star rating on Spotify. Now,
yes.
You could leave us a 1 or 2.
No. Don't give that option. please don't do it.
But we would prefer
my heart
a 5.
Can't take that.
Oh, okay.
Just
sorry.
Five.
Yeah, forget about the 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah, please.
5-star.
Oh,
right.
Oh, happy with 4. Happy with 4.
Okay, so we'll settle for like a 4-star, 5-star review.
Please, thank you.
Follow us on Instagram and TikTok and like our stuff.
Yep.
And ultimately, join the Can We Add Arnie Facebook group.
Yeah, get involved in the chat. We want to hear your suggestions, of course, for movies we should do next and characters that we should randomly add into this. Until next time.
Stay out of the water.